Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
More of the John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, welcome, everybody. The 5 o'clock hour of Friday. We end the week with the Moist Line people coming in here. We are going to throw a couple of hacks into the dumpster. The hint for one of them is he's responsible for a major tax that was passed by the voters 18 years ago to fund mental health services.
Yeah, boy, that was put to good use, huh?
No.
Good thing we don't have crazy people defecating in the street anymore.
It seems to have cleaned up the problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, big success.
There's plenty of services for anybody that needs mental health services, as you can see by what's going on in the streets.
Yeah.
All right, so in about 30 minutes, we'll tell you who it is and who's going in and why.
All right, we got Steve Gregory here, and he has the results of a new survey that is all spread out in front of him here about people's attitudes towards the homeless.
This is LA County people?
Yes.
What were we able to find out?
Well,
from this
is the ninth annual study. It's basically it is to gauge people's sentiment about the homelessness issues in Los Angeles and the Los Angeles region. So I'll start right out of the chute. In 2014, 40.6% of the surveyed respondents said that they thought that homeless issues were going in the wrong direction.
2014,
it was 40.6% said it was going in the wrong direction. 2022, it's now 57.6%.
There you go.
Yeah.
And in 2014, what do you know, Prop 47 passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we,
it was Garcetti's first full year as mayor.
So no one had a chance to really do anything at this point, you know.
Right.
So now we're almost a decade later. So then, how would you rate homelessness in your city or area?
Yeah.
In 2015, 49.3% said it was poor. 18.5% said it was good. Yeah, things are okay.
Yeah.
In 2022, now 60.2% of the respondents said homelessness is poor in our area. And only 14% said it's good.
Only 14? The whole county?
Those are people in gated communities.
Yeah. Then, how do you think the homelessness crisis will change over the next year?
Yeah.
Well, overall, 64% of people said it will get worse.
They are correct.
And only 19.4% said it will get better. 17% said it'll stay the same. And then...
Which is really, really bad. Even if it just stays the same, that's horrific.
It is pathetic, yeah.
And they did a breakdown by race and ethnicity as well. And it said that out of that, it'll get worse. 66.1%, the highest number of people said it will get worse, are from the Black community, followed by 62.2% of the Asian community and 60.5% from the white community said it would get worse. Now, Fernando Guerra was the one that was overseeing this study, and he was talking about a lot of how these stats are going to be used. And with a new mayor coming into the city of Los Angeles here in Cut A, Eric, he talks about the challenge faced with the new administration.
The challenge for the new mayor is not coming up with new ideas. It's not coming up with money. There's actually quite a bit of money to start initiatives, maybe not to sustain them. We can deal with that second, but to really create a culture of implementation and a culture where the bureaucracy, the process doesn't take over how quickly we can implement these solutions.
So what are the two takeaways for you there?
The two takeaways is they have plenty of money.
Yeah.
And they know what it is that they're supposed to do.
Right.
They just don't do it.
Bureaucracy and politics is getting in the way of taking care of the homeless issue. Now,
I think people instinctively understand that, which is why everyone is so angry. It's not that complicated. They just don't do it because what's the incentive to be successful at this? You're going to get the same money anyway. Might as well just sit in the office.
Interestingly, there was another question posed that says, you know, which position on clearing homeless encampments aligns most with your views, even if neither is exactly right? One, encampments may not be cleared unless shelters are available. Two, encampments may be cleared out regardless of shelter availability.
Oh, wow. I wish people would take two, but I doubt it.
Well, 55.4% say encampments should not be cleared unless shelters are available.
Yeah,
44% said that they should be cleared regardless of shelter availability, but that has changed over the years. And it is now the sentiment overall, according to this Fernando Guerra, the sentiment against homelessness is getting, what was the word he used, fatigued? People have had enough.
Compassion's disappearing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And everybody's tired of it. Just get rid of it.
Just do something. Just go. Exactly.
And you know who he's blaming most of it? The media.
The media is being blamed by people?
In what
media,
way?
He's blaming the media because it's showing a really negative outlook on it. All they're showing is the homeless camps. They're just showing the visuals. And people.
Well, what else is there?
People are being impacted and affected by the visuals.
Yeah.
You don't need the media. You can just drive around and see it for yourself. It's not going to be any different.
Well, why is it the media? That's what television does. It shows you a visual of what's happening in the world.
Yeah. But he says...
And I can see that with my own two eyes.
He says there's more to it than just what you see on television.
What's
who is
more?
This guy?
Fernando Guerra.
Well, who is he?
G-U-E-R-R-A. So,
yeah, what is he?
Don't like him.
He's the one that's with Loyola Marymount University who did the study. And he's the one that was in charge of this particular research project. Here in Cut C... He talks a little bit, this is just to me just fascinating. He talks a little bit more about availability of housing.
Tomorrow, the city of Los Angeles and every single council district could house 60% of the unhoused with the vacancies that we have in a variety of different housing units. And so the roofs and the beds are there in the nonprofit, private, and even city-controlled arena if you add them together.
That's a big percentage, 60%.
He said tomorrow could happen.
That's the thing. That question you read about, do people want the homeless off the streets, whether or not there's shelter, it's kind of a false choice. There is a lot of shelter, and if we just took the homeless into the shelters, we also could build a lot of temporary shelters quickly, which is something Caruso is promising, then it won't matter. Just make the shelters. Put them in there. Execute. This is an execution problem.
You know, we've talked many times on this show about how much money is coming in for this project, for all of this, for homelessness. Yeah. But it funnels down and goes down and gets narrower and narrower until it gets right down to the spout and one little drop comes out and a handful of homeless people are helped.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is saying, who oversaw the report, he's saying we could put 60% of people in housing tomorrow.
Right. So
what kind of housing? Well, that's where the debate is now gone. This crowd that's starting to, and Bonin is chief among them, they want this kind of high-end permanent housing with all sorts of supportive services. It's expensive. Hundreds of thousands of dollars a unit.
And it's impossible.
By shelter, that's a broad term. You're just talking about putting them into a temporary shelter?
Well, they all start in a temporary shelter. Everyone goes into temporary housing first. Then they're assessed. Then you got to sit down and talk to each one of them. So is this person hooked on drugs because of this or that? Are they alcoholic because of this or that? Do they need mental health?
Well, since that's the standard in New York. Everyone's got a right to shelter, but they have to leave the streets. And that's what some are pushing for here. We'll give you a bed, we'll give you a roof, but you must take it. Or you gotta hit the road.
Well, and then you've got the issue with a lot of them, they get in there and then when they realize that they're not allowed to leave between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. and they can't bring their bottle in with them or they can't bring their needles in with them.
They can't go back to the sidewalk.
Well,
see, that's the thing. That has got to be the absolute rule, is nobody gets to sleep in public. Once we give you our offers, these offers are final. You either take them or really get out of town.
The final narrative on this report was basically people are tired of this. It really, yeah. I mean, I'm, yeah. you know, I kind of give you these little hard numbers, but the context behind it is people are tired of it.
Yeah. Everybody I know is tired of it.
And I was looking back over the 9 years, and this has never gone down. The numbers have never gone down. They consistently go up, but this is the largest spike they've had in 9 years.
Yeah. And we need execution. We need people who want to do their jobs. The massive bureaucracy, the city bureaucracy, those people simply don't do the work that they
Well, see,
they don't do it.
And part of this, too, is a coordinated effort between the city and the county. That LASA group, remember, they're horribly mismanaged.
Yeah.
And that's why Catherine Barger wants to reevaluate the county's participation in LASA, because it's very possible she wants to pull the county out of that and say, we'll just do our own thing. Thank you very much. If you remember Echo Park, all the tents that were there, 200 of them, they could not get LASA to cooperate and work with these people, and they had to retained to the tune of a couple $100,000 some group out of San Francisco.
And we always refer to this, that the guy who left LASA a couple of years ago, his name was Pete or something, when he gave his farewell message, he sent out a press release, and the only thing he was bragging about is all the people he had hired.
Right.
And so that's what it's become. It's become a great jobs program for
friends and family.
Yeah, mediocre bureaucrats who have no desire to do anything to fix the situation.
Well,
they just want to sit in their cubicles.
The other thing that makes this incredibly lopsided is that when those individuals are making $500,000-$700,000 a year.
Yeah.
And then when you look at how lopsided that is, when you look at the payroll becoming 60%, 70%, 80% of an annual salary or annual budget.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
That's what it is. It's a jobs program. And they're probably not even going to the office anymore. Probably the last 2 years they've been sitting at home. So well, people sitting at home making six-figure salaries doing nothing for the homeless problem.
Well, the cool thing about owning a Tesla is you can check in remotely.
Is that right?
That was my Friday afternoon, I'm tired, snarky attitude.
I see.
But this is when you look at this study and you it bears out here that basically – The system, the infrastructure is really screwed up. It's effed up.
Yeah.
And the money's coming in. They've got the money. They just can't get their S together to figure out where to do it.
They don't want to.
Yeah.
They just don't. They just no desire.
The
there's no motive.
Industrial complex.
Right. Yeah. There's no incentive. Because if they actually solved homelessness, all these people would be out of work.
And the thing is an incoming mayor, will that person actually be able to do anything? See, that's just it. They're going to come in with all these great promises and these, pipe dreams and whatnot, but you still have a city council you got to work through. You still have a lot of bureaucrats to work through, unions. You still have nonprofits. You still have law enforcement to work through. This is not something a new mayor is going to be able to solve. You can make all the promises in the world you want, but that ain't going to happen.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory from KFI News. And his name was Peter Lynn.
Peter Lynn, that's right.
He was the former head of LASA.
Accomplished
very
nothing.
Very proud over the bureaucratic buildup that he oversaw. Coming up next, Moist Line, part one.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Johnny Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We got the mob members assembled. We have a couple of hacks to throw in the dumpster after the news at 5:30. You don't want to miss that. But right now, it is, like it's been for many years now, on Friday at 5:20 and 5:50, time to check in on the Moist Line, people. There are two ways you can leave your message now in this high-tech world. You can use the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone icon you can use. It's called the TalkBack. That's a way. Or you can just use the old voicemail, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hello, this is George Gascon. This recall is a bunch of BS. You know, it's nothing but a right-wing, you know, Trump supporters. You guys will never recall me, so I will win this, and, you know, I will rehabilitate every criminal.
You all make me laugh when you talk about getting the homeless off the streets. I got news for you. It ain't never gonna happen. If you don't believe me, look around the world. Look at Brazil, look at Argentina, look at Central America. You think they didn't try to get people off the streets? Come on, man.
Wow. I was considering voting for Rick Caruso. And then I heard the endorsement from Gwyneth Paltrow. So, you know what, Rick? You just lost my vote.
I kind of understand.
John, why don't you come clean about the bunker? You're not afraid of nuclear war. You're really afraid of climate change, aren't you?
Hey, John, what's the hierarchy of which of those pets you're going to end up eating once you run out of food?
Oh,
does it go according to deliciousness or according to how much you like them? Lizard meat tastes like chicken, for the record.
But I don't understand. Didn't anyone tell these Russian soldiers that they're committing 19th century barbaric acts in a 21st century world?
Again, kiss my ass.
Deltopia was a thing that used to be. There's a street called Del Playa. It's about 10 blocks long, and everybody in Isla Vista used to get on that street on the cliff right next to the ocean and get f***ed up out of their minds. And yeah, there was enough people jumping up and down on a balcony to where it broke. Big surprise.
I would bet that the attorneys and or the people that hired the attorneys physically went out and went from encampment to encampment looking for somebody that could actually articulate and say the words and remember everything needed to even make this work.
I'm no lawyer, but how about we hold the USPS and Amazon accountable for assisting with these ghost guns? Call it aiding and abetting.
Gas has dropped for the 8th day, 1 penny per day. Wow, whoopee-doo. This governor sucks.
Mike, you disgusting piece of shit. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Your ass ought to be burning just about now.
All Sacramento cares about is money. Every time they allow someone to steal $950 worth of merchandise, Sacramento is losing out on $76 of sales tax. There you go. Make them follow the money.
It was Javier Becerra who did the wording of that proposition, and that's why everybody voted for it. And they keep doing that to get people to vote for things that we shouldn't vote for.
Oh, only one animal, eh? That's easy. Take Putin. Put him in your basement.
You know nothing about QAnon. Please. Nothing. Everything that QAnon has said, which is just information dropped so we can go through it and see what is going on behind the scene. It has come to pass.
There is something else involved in the illegal immigration. How about votes? In other words, nobody checks, so all the illegal immigrants are going to be voting Democratic, which will throw the country into a one-party system.
Why are immigrants voting? Why do they have the right? It's so ridiculous. Somebody needs to put Biden in a old folks home. I'm so sick of this.
Why is anyone sending a Delta Force or special ops to drag Putin's
cops out of his rat hole.
A lot of questions.
This whole topic about quotas for board members, for companies. The only thing I have a problem with about having requiring at least one woman on a board is, why don't you say you also require to have at least one man on the board? Then at least it would be equal.
You guys mentioned that private school principal in Indonesia who received the death penalty for getting a bunch of students pregnant. In California, the mandatory minimum sentence for him would be free parenting classes, multiple child tax credits, 6 months paid family leave, plus 5 years of retroactive unemployment benefits.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Okay.
Please hang up.
Yeah, we're
Goodbye.
No Indonesia. That's your point, sir. Right?
Yeah. By the way, the QAnon woman, she sounds exactly like a QAnon woman should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's from the trailer.
Kind of a strange brainwash voice.
I know.
Somebody she says everything they said has come true or something like
snagged
that.
Snagged in the cult. Yes, all those Satan-worshipping
But you're
pedophiles.
Right, there's a lot of questions from a lot of Moistline callers in
people,
that.
People are frustrated. They want to know why. Why is this happening? Why is this not happening? Why?
We'll be back in about 20-something minutes near the end of the show. When we return, we're going to throw a couple of political hacks into the dumpster, continuing our great tradition. We're helped out by mob members, and you'll find out who they are next.
John and Ken Show.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
One of those guys that pretended to be a Homeland Security agent, the one with the link to Pakistani intelligence, that story, and then they infiltrated the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Now they got pictures of him posing with Bradley Cooper and Seth Meyers. Boy, he really he really got himself into so much. I wonder if they weren't just into the celebrity of this or something. I can't figure this out.
Nah, I think they were backed.
You still think there's
one
a
of the
big
evil
conspiracy
yeah.
here to pull off some sort of assassination or something?
One of them was connected to the Pakistani spy agency.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah,
right,
that's the
yeah.
one in these pictures with
right.
Seth Meyers and Bradley Cooper.
And they infiltrated the Secret Service circle of the Bidens?
That's what they were doing, yes.
Yeah.
They were
All
befriending
right.
them and giving them gifts.
That's not just a lark. That's not just a fun experiment for 2 years? 2 years of their life?
It also says here it's probable that the images were Photoshopped, that maybe it wasn't actually with Bradley Cooper and Seth Meyers. He did something to make it look that way. So much you can do now with photo technology. Well, we do have a couple of hacks for the dumpster. Of course, the horrible story this week was the shootout in downtown Sacramento at 2 in the morning Sunday that left 6 dead and 12 people injured. A few men have been arrested. We don't have murder charges yet because they're still going through the forensics. But the first reaction from most of the media and most of the politicians was, oh, we need more gun control laws. That was followed by politicians like Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who wants $3 billion for crime prevention. He's asking Gavin Newsom.
I don't know what that means. They have all these slogans, these phrases. What does that mean, crime prevention?
That's why they have these nonprofits that are former gang members that go in there and talk to
they already
people
have
about
that.
Other choices.
We already spend billions of dollars of that. There's a whole story today how all those crime prevention gang experts, how they failed in Sacramento, that they were surprised this happened. Well, if you're surprised it happened, it means you're bad at your job and we shouldn't be giving you any more money. You didn't stop anything. Instead, you had one of the biggest gang shootouts in history. So what? Your methods suck. They don't work.
Daryl Steinberg is well known to the John and Ken Show. He was the Senate president in Sacramento for years. He gets turned out. He stays in Sacramento to become its mayor. Sacramento's become another progressive hellhole. If you haven't followed it, it actually had a population boom. A lot of people moved there because the cost of housing was cheaper. But they've had real gang problems. They've had terrible homeless problems.
Massive
there.
Homelessness, massive gang problems, massive crime problems. Because Steinberg is like the rest of them. He's like a Garcetti.
Nope.
It's about, you know, no laws, no punishments, no prosecutions, no bail. No rules, just go out in the street, defecate everywhere, shoot up your heroin, snort your meth. We're not going to do anything to get in the way.
Steinberg said that Sacramento has already invested nearly $3 million into direct gang prevention initiatives in recent years.
And it failed.
Yes, what John's talking about is an LA Times story where some of the gang prevention people were shocked about what happened.
Okay.
And then some tried to write it off as, well, one of them's a former gang member. We can't really call this a gang shootout.
And it's summer. You know, it was hot. The summer's coming. You know, people get ornery in the summer. It's like, really? Yeah, I don't know. I grew up in hot, humid New Jersey. We didn't have any gang fights in our neighborhood in the summer.
That's because you couldn't get guns. It's all about the guns, you know.
Well, they have all the gun laws. They passed them. They have the strictest laws that the Constitution would allow. It doesn't do anything.
Apparently, because the
people who kill don't care about breaking gun laws. That's what I don't understand. They kill. If they're willing to murder, of course they're willing to use illegal guns. What's wrong with you?
Apparently the California political reaction is, let's take away all the guns and release all the prisoners. That's nice. That's a good mix, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Release thousands of violent, psychopathic prisoners.
So here is Steinberg at this news event yesterday demanding the $3 billion.
Until these systems, systems and individuals,
huh?
But until these systems are required to respond to the need,
what?
Until these systems have a legal requirement to meet that person leaving the county jail,
what?
And wrap ourselves around them to ensure that they're sheltered, housed,
are you ready?
That they're treated for whatever underlying conditions they have, that they are provided some sort of vocational assistance so they can work. Until that is required as a matter of law,
wrap your arms around him.
All this money is going to help a lot of people.
Toss them right in the dumpster.
He really did the Garcetti thing about thanking and hugging a felon. Wrap our arms around them and take them into our homes and
wrap your arms around the
give
felon.
Give them warmth and love.
Right.
Now the second politician is new on the John and Ken Show radar, but when I heard this bit of audio today, I said, oh my God, because this is everything from opposite land, is an LA assemblyman, Miguel Santiago. So let's play what he had to say about where we need to go.
The thing to do is to say, lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah.
That's the cheap, easy thing to do.
Yes.
You get a headline, makes you feel good for a little bit.
Yeah.
But that hasn't worked.
What?
In fact, we're here today.
Yes, it did.
Because decades of tough on crime policies created the situations that we're in today.
No.
Really?
We've mass incarcerated.
What, you fall on your head?
People of color in working class communities.
Are you ready?
Today we're here because we want that investment. The voters have stepped up. Now it's our turn to step up as well.
Investment
and make those sorts of investments in our communities that are absolutely important. Look, the cheap, easy political thing to do
is
to say, lock them up and throw away
the key. He can't
hurt
anybody.
The cheap, easy thing to do. You get a headline.
Cheap, easy ass in the dumpster.
We just did the cheap, easy thing. We threw you in the dumpster.
There you go. Cost us nothing.
Oh, when I heard that, I got worked up.
Holy crap, I hadn't heard that one.
That came out yesterday at the press conference. He was there, too.
Gee.
Miguel Santiago, a Democrat from Los Angeles.
You
an assembly.
Idiots.
Remember that name? Because that's trouble. He's all passion there.
Oh, yeah. He's going to run for something else.
I'll remind our listeners that it wasn't long ago where they were bragging about the low crime rates, and that's because of mass incarceration and tough sentencing laws. Santiago has it backwards.
Right.
What we're seeing now is a result of the last 10 years of reversing all those policies. Beginning with AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, it's all come and due.
They let 60,000 felons out of the state prison. 60,000. Gee, what a shock. Crime is going through the roof. Violent crime is going crazy. Why is that? Oh, it's the 60,000 criminals. They did not open up accounting offices.
So you want to spend your crime prevention money, fine, but we're not going to slow down and making sure people go to prison. And if they're going to release 76,000 inmates due to Prop 57, and the proof of that is one of the Sacramento shooters, good old Smiley Martin.
Yeah.
That's the guy that he hasn't been charged with murder yet, but he definitely, it looks like, fired a gun.
If he was...
He benefited from Prop 57.
Yes, directly.
It's that simple.
Directly. If Prop 57...
This charade of good time credits.
If it didn't exist, he would have served a 10-year sentence. He still would be in prison, and he wouldn't have shot all those people up over the weekend.
Yeah. So in the dumpster today go the Sacramento mayor, Daryl Steinberg, and this Los Angeles area Democrat assemblyman who you just heard, Miguel Santiago. He's worth keeping an eye on because, boy, is he a hack. And like I said, he lives in opposite land.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we return, we'll find if the next round of Voice Line people have more questions for us. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show, KFI John and Ken Show. Is that it with the music?
What? That sounded like the old news music.
Yeah.
Round and round. Remember they used to play round and round
right,
when they introduced the news?
No? I don't know. What was, he's throwing up his hands. He's telling me to
he's
keep
giving
going.
Up. It's Friday late. He's
just
giving
keep
up.
Going. Okay.
It's our right. Total. Are.
The plane crash. So.
All right.
We've
yeah,
got,
oh, I'm sorry.
We've got the moist
well, not
here.
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Because we got plenty of time here, actually. Apparently, the station's run out of commercials, which is fine. There's more John and Ken than ever. But that's kind of the way it's gone this week, if you've noticed or not noticed. Anyway, so we have to have more material. I wanted to point this out. Gas prices are starting to come down slowly. You heard one of the Moistline callers in round one complain, and we told you this before, up like a rocket, down like a feather. But it looks like some thieves looked into this. They went to a high school. This is in the high desert. You know, all the buses where they're parked. It was like a transportation yard, and they broke into the fuel depot, and they stole $8,000 worth of gas. They used a box truck and made off with $8,000 worth of gas, which is used for the buses. It's called the Snowline Joint Unified School District in Phelan. How about that?
That is a lot of gas.
That's a lot of gas.
What kind of
Someone
gas
Someone was
did
thinking
they...
a little bit outside the box. They said, well, let's not just go to try to go to a gas station and steal it. When by, do you remember that guy? That
sure.
Hit a truck over the... They said, let's just go to a place where maybe they're not there on the weekends and maybe we can break in and we can steal their fuel. Wow.
What kind of gas do buses use? Is that diesel?
I don't know. But even if it is, they can still
you
sell
know how
it.
Many bad... It's amazing with bad guys when there's a new opportunity, how quickly they go into action. And you realize they do this stuff.
Yeah, like they steal stuff. Off the unemployment money.
Right.
And...
But it's like as soon as a new program comes for, you know, unemployment money or disaster relief or, you know, gas prices make the gasoline very expensive. These guys are ready. They've got their plan down.
All right, let's move over to the Moist Line and wrap up the show for another week. You can leave a message here by using the app, the iHeartRadio app, with the microphone icon, and that's the way to talk back to the John and Ken Show. Or, of course, leave an old voicemail at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Yeah, you notice, like, right after a shooting, it's all about guns. Take away the guns. It's the gun's fault. And then when you get to the real reason of what happened, just crickets. Come on, Newsom. Come out and say, hey, this prison reform didn't work.
How can you idiots live with yourselves? I mean, Jesus Christ, man. How do you guys sleep at night? Seriously.
Why?
Stop being idiots.
I just like to give a kudos to the president of Ukraine for calling out the UN for what it is. It's just worthless. Just think what it'd be like if our leaders, be it from local all the way up to the federal, had the testicular or the ovarian fortitude to say what? Really what's on their mind rather than to be worrying about their political careers.
Man, I just saw the video you guys were telling us about Obama visiting the White House. Biden looks just like me when I'm at a dance and the slow song comes on and everyone else is already taken.
You know, the sanctions that we have against Russia and the United States, some of those don't go into effect until June, especially the oil one. What is that going to prove?
Thank God those dumb criminals with all that fentanyl were in Buena Park. That's Orange County. Because if they were in L.A. County, Gaston would have said, you guys did a bad thing. Go home and think about it.
You f***ers are full of s***. Every f***ing story that comes along, you think you know the answer to everything.
Oh, yeah.
You never come up with a solution. You're just a bunch of f***ers mouthing off.
Uh-huh. They're going to use the cell phone to track
hostility. Them
and turn them into voters.
The Edison company tells me I should not be running my appliances from 4 to 9. Well,
yeah. Big
middle finger to them because I've got the dishwasher going, the air conditioner, the washer, the dryer, fans.
More.
everything. All the lights are on. Biden can keep the emergency authorization or whatever act he has in place, but Title 42 gets to get dropped. Seems like a double standard to me. And Smiley can show a photo of his gun on Facebook, yet I post about a potential COVID treatment when you're sick and I get censored. Double standard again.
A free phone? Oh my gosh. You know, they're just going to come into the U.S. and someone's going to teach them how to turn off location services.
If California is going to make it a law that they can sue gun manufacturers, why can't victims of crime sue the parents for creating a dangerous product?
Yeah,
or
really.
Sue the judges product. For letting them out of jail because they are creating a public nuisance?
Yeah, Zelensky knows how to fight for freedom, but our guy, he needs to go back to his basement.
Comrade Joe, this is your best friend, Vladimir Putin, calling. I will put your son Hunter on the board of directors of Gazprom and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline if you stop sending anti-tank weapons to my enemies. Do we have a deal?
Downtown Sacramento, half of it looks like a war zone. Don't let them fool you. Sacramento looks like garbage. I'm ashamed to live in Sacramento.
The one way to solve the RV issue with the homeless is every time you drive by there, just honk your horn. Just lay on the horn and honk, no matter if it's noon or at midnight. Keep on honking that horn, and I'm sure they'll get tired of it.
Annoy them out, and then they'll shoot
you. Can we please stop calling them unhoused and call them bums like they are?
Driving a truck is not a job. It's a lifestyle.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
I can't stand that unhoused term. Makes me crazy. And everybody's picking up on it, too.
Yes,
all these woke progressive terms just infiltrate people because people feel intimidated. They feel like they have to use it. I hate when
they do, right. Right. Once the media starts repeating it over and over again, people get the feeling that, oh, well, I guess I better conform.
And the wormy reporters and the anchors, you know they don't use unhoused in their private lives. It's like, why do you go on television you have to say unhoused? Nobody uses that word in real life.
It starts with the reporters in print media. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I know.
And then the TV reporters are like, oh, they all use the Times to come up with our stories, and they're saying unhoused.
They all feel shamed. It's like, would you talk like regular people? Vagrants, bums. Homeless is too
well.
Nice. We've got Conway here.
Hey, now, you know another term that people use, like the Screen Actors Guild uses when they have their awards? They have best female actor and best male actor and best female actor,
yeah.
Right, instead of actress.
But you never hear of actress.
Yeah, you never hear a guy come home from a bar going, "Man, I just met the most amazing female actor."
Maybe someday.
Someday.
Good one.
Yeah, we won't be around him.
It's probably better.
Will Smith, 10 years out of the Oscars, right?
Banned.
Yeah. Lucky
which is,
guy.
Which is the second worst punishment he could have gotten. The first one is he had to go for 10 straight years. You know? Imagine that.
Did you like John's idea?
Oh, what was your idea?
That Chris Rock should deliver next year's Best Actor Oscar to replace Will Smith.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he can't present it next year.
He can't. He's banned from the ceremony.
No.
Wow. Will they do it off campus with a TV camera with him and that crazy wife?
Maybe.
I've been reading up on their marriage. I didn't know. There'd been all kinds of crazy rumors about them for decades.
I guess he's a hothead, right? But, you know, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Steve Gregory, speaking of hotheads, is with us, right? He'll talk about Will Smith. And then also his Unsolved show on Saturday and Sunday. Unsolved with Steve
Unsolved.
Gregory.
Unsolved.
It's on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, because Alex Villanueva had that. He was the sheriff on Sunday, but now they're going to push that off for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's running for re-election.
Steve's filling both nights.
Yeah. So, Unsolved. All right. Then Alex Michelson's coming on with us at 7:30.
Of course. Because the issue is.
The issue is, right. Do you know that that's the issue is you know, he worked for, what's his name? Tim Russert. And Tim Russert always began a show with "The Issue Is" today, and that's a tribute to him.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
He's one of the Tim Russert was the best.
He did.
Yeah,
he was absolutely the best.
Way too
man.
Young.
Yeah, way
Does that
too
meet
young.
The press.
Yes, exactly right. And I did learn one thing from Tim Russert in reading his book. He said, "If you drink, you got to eat."
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple, yeah.
Ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong with you guys.
All right.
Here we go.
And Conway.
Ding dong.
Wind it up. Ding
and
dong.
Mark Ryder is the news. Yeah. KFI, KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.